Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined today by artist David Harl. Have you ever been referred to as an artist before? Do you take that as an honor?
Yes, I do.
Well, good. You should. Let me just say, amazingly beautiful. You did an excellent job.
Well, thank you. Knocked it
out of the park.
Well, thank you.
We are talking about the mural in downtown Fairfield on the building there by Freedom Park. Now, the name of the piece is called?
Love Thou Thy Land.
Okay. And how did that come to you?
So those words, Love Thou Thy Land, is the first words that appear in the opening stanza to a poem by Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Oh, okay.
So that first stanza is a main inspiration. There's been many inspirations for the piece, but that was one of the main, I thought, captured the idea of the piece well, and it's a poem that I love. So the stanza, if I can recall it correctly, is, Love thou thy land, with love far brought, from out the storied past, and used within the present, but transfused through future time by power of thought. So collecting past, present, and future all together, and loving the people and the land in those times.
Cool. All right. We are going to talk all about their surprises in the mural, right?
Yeah.
All sorts of little details. And we're going to talk about them today here on the Community Connection with artist David Harl.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
When you take out a loan on your 401k, which you should never do, when you leave your company because you die, because you get a better job, or because they fire you, just when you leave, if you've not repaid the loan is considered an early withdrawal. If you don't repay it in 60 days, you get all the penalties and all the taxes. You never borrow on your 401k. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to David Harl, who is the artist behind Love Thou Thy Land, the mural above Freedom Park in downtown Fairfield. So where did you start? Did you start with a poem, or did you...
No, the poem just kind of came along to it. Like I said, it's a poem I read and is dear to me. There's many poems and different things that were inspiration, but it kind of... So it was part of me, but it wasn't necessarily on the forefront of my mind.
Okay. All right. So you've never painted anything this big before, right?
No, I think the closest thing would be a 20 by 24 canvas.
Okay. How do you go about tackling something that large?
Well, with tackling something that large, I wanted a measure all of it, how high it was, and all the different features, so that I could get a scale drawing of it. And then my friend Nathaniel Lackey, I knew that he's very skilled in mathematics, and so whenever I realized that I needed help on getting the proper dimensions of a scale drawing so that I can hopefully blow it back out on that big of a wall, I needed him to give me the right equation for the scale. And I had something else that I was thinking I might need, and he came up with that too.
Oh, okay.
But that's pretty much what I did. He helped me get the right scale drawing, and then whenever I had it drawn there, I'd measure how far it is on that piece of paper, and then I'd divide that by the number that he gave me, and then I'd measure it on the wall and make a mark, and then that would help me freehand it based on those marks and build a skeleton for the sketch.
All right. So I was looking at it the other day, and I did not realize, and was this a problem for you? There's a ledge at the top.
Yes.
And you painted beyond the ledge.
Yes.
Which is really kind of cool, but is that harder?
Yes, it was harder, because when I was getting to that, especially for the, if you notice the cityscapes right up there, I was getting up to that point, and I was like, that's going to be right where all my buildings are. And I was kind of faced with the dilemma of how exactly to draw the buildings
right
on there. So I picked out that, because I would have to, for the ledge, I had to expand the drawing and not make it proportional,
mm-hmm.
but so that it would appear proportional at a certain distance. So I had to step back and decide what distance do I want this to appear proportional and straight on. And then I had to go up to the wall and draw that accordingly and check it as I stepped back.
Oh, okay. So it's not as easy as one would think.
No, right. No. A lot of it is drawing it and then erasing it, drawing and erasing it. And then by the third time, usually you get it.
Okay. What about the sort of column-like features that are in the wall itself?
Yeah, that one in the middle, that also posed a problem. But that was pretty much the same thing. I had to draw it, kind of estimate it. I used a yardstick to kind of help the angles, see if I could match it. But it took a lot of stepping back and checking the lines I had made.
Okay. So it was just drawing and erasing?
Yes. Yep, I used a Carpenter, I think it's oil-based crayons that they use for marking wood to draw the sketch up there. And then I was using rags and kind of soapy rags, but it turned out the actual pink erasers that you use for school turned out to be one of the best methods to get rid of the lines.
Oh, okay. All right. Like I said, my daughter and I looked at it a couple days ago. We had to be at FMB, and we stepped out, and we were taking a closer look at it. And that's when I realized there was a ledge at the top, and that you had painted beyond the ledge so that people don't see the ledge until it comes up. And then all the other features of the wall that I know must have been just, how do I paint beyond that?
Yeah.
I want to congratulate you, though, on using both the ledge and the column-like features in the wall like they're not there.
Well, thank you.
That takes an amazing amount of talent to overcome those obstacles. I will tell you, when they first said that we were going to get a mural, that you were going to paint a mural, I was afraid we were going to get something like the one in Albion, which is lovely and everything, but it's kind of small. But you went all out on this one.
Yeah, this one is very large.
Was that the plan, all out?
Yeah, whenever Dana Wilson made mention that it'd be wonderful if a mural would be up on this wall, we just assumed it'd be the whole wall, and that's what we were prepared for the whole time. But as time drew closer and closer to paint, we were just like, this wall keeps on getting bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
Building is growing, huh?
Yeah. Sure appeared that way.
Let's talk about the people who helped you, who helped along the way.
So Dana Wilson, who's trying to spiffy up Fairfield, she was the one that made mention for the mural to be up there. And then my former teacher, Mrs. Musgrave, she put out my name and my mother's name. And then my mom, since she's on Facebook and I'm not, she saw that and said, hey, they're thinking about this mural. And we just jumped on that because we're very excited about that.
Your mom, Cheryl.
Yes. And then she has been helping me throughout the whole time. She was another pair of hands and eyes up there on the mural, so I would not have been able to get that done without her.
Okay. All right. We are going to stop. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about the features of the mural here in the next two segments with David Harrell, artist. Now, did you come up with the initial drawing? Or
yes.
Was that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's pretty much your idea, all of it.
Yep, the design I came up with.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about the design in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
We open the bucket of bunk. We examine the results from the question of the day and play a little trivia each weekday morning on Morning Coffee. I'm Ike Reith, inviting you to join me and Mark Turner as we have our caffeine with a local guest. You can get us on 104.9 FM, WFIWradio.com, and we even show up on YouTube. If you're looking at hard news, insightful commentary, this might not be your cup of coffee. If you're looking for fun, tune us in.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to David Harrell, who is the artist behind the mural now on Amber Marie's side building. And FMB helped help you out with that, right?
That's right. They underwrited
the whole
expenses,
process.
And then so not only paying for our labor up there, but also with the supplies,
okay,
which we got from Kincaid's.
Oh, great. So it was a community project.
It sure was, definitely.
Okay. So how did you go about coming up with this as the image for the wall?
So the design is something whenever they brought out our names.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, well, I need to make a draft. That way I can show this to them and see if this is what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if anybody else would be maybe competing to with their own drafts. So came with the design. Part of it was just kind of how my thoughts were about Fairfield. I talked to my parents and just different people about kind of just double-checking, hey, what other things do you think define Fairfield, depict Fairfield? What other things elements-wise? But I drew it together. I remembered that the memorial was up there for the fallen heroes, and
mm-hmm.
And kind of remembered a little bit of the structure of the building, try to keep it all together. And that rough draft is pretty much what it is now. I mean, of course, it's been refined to some degree, but
right.
with the flag going over. I wanted the flag on the right side, because that's the first thing you see when you're driving up
mm-hmm.
The road, and I want those stack of colors to catch the eye.
Okay.
And then also, since it's patriotic for the Freedom Park.
Yeah. And then Fairfield on the side. When you just put Field up,
yeah.
you just had Field up, and I was like, oh, no, he's not going to have enough room for Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that worried some people. Yeah, I think people were worried about that, and some were worried also when we had put the stripes up but hadn't put the stars up yet in the blue corner.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some elements. I like the way you used the fireworks and transitioned them into flowers
mm-hmm.
Right above the memorial.
Yes.
Was that your idea? Was that the intention
yep.
all along?
Yeah, that was. It was. I wanted poppies near the fallen soldiers, because those are associated with our veterans, especially those who died in battle. For remembrance for them and honoring them. And so if that was going to be on one side, I wanted that to be part of the landscape, so I needed something to balance it out on the other side, and I thought fireworks worked well with the flag next to it.
Okay. All right. Then you have the family on the picnic.
That's right.
You have a farm field,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to assume that's a mule pulling that plow?
That's correct. Yep.
And then you have the businesses in, or some of the main buildings in Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Which buildings did you include?
So I included the old jailhouse behind the courthouse. It's small, so it's hard to see. I didn't really know it existed until I talked to Judith Puckett. She made mention that it was a really beautiful building. And so I looked at pictures, and it was, and since we're a county seat, I thought that was appropriate to have next to the courthouse, and the courthouse that has the old clock tower on it. Next to the courthouse is the old bank building where Neil Laws practices
right.
now, another beautiful and iconic building for Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Next to that is a couple downtown buildings that have been there for a while, so I have the Wayne County Press building next to
exactly.
the old Steiner building,
yeah,
which isn't necessarily... It's a stylistic rendering of the town, but
right.
next to that is the old Methodist Church, which is now the Masonic Lodge. So I have the steeple that was up there before it was damaged and taken down.
Okay.
Next to that is the old Creighton home, which is now Victorian on Main. Another mm-hmm. again beautiful iconic house that I think shows old architecture, things that were but have still persisted. And then I have an old factory building where Sexton Manufacturing was.
Mm-hmm.
And then another building where Sexton Manufacturing was, which was most recently Fairfield Fair Home Furniture, where Kincaid's was at one point. And so I have the
right.
Kincaid's sign there.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Because
they've been here for 100 years or so. So I thought that was... Because I wanted most things in the murals to be something that has been there for a very long time, so that it'd be recognizable to... most, as much as possible, to people,
mm-hmm.
past, present, and future. And then next to that is an old building with the farmer's store sign
okay.
on it.
And the one thing that you forgot to mention was the water tower. You have the water
That's
tower.
That's right. I have the water tower above that. That's where the old water tower was, which was also water towers that were part of Sexton, and then it got moved and became
oh, okay.
Fairfield Water Tower.
But you did put the mule on it.
Yes, I did.
So the mules are represented twice.
That's right. I've always loved that water tower. I love the way it looks, and so I thought I'd put it up there in new condition.
When I was a kid in the 70s, and we would come to Fairfield to visit, because we lived in northern Illinois. I always knew we were close to Grandma and Grandpa's house because I could see the water tower.
Okay.
And I could see the water tower from their house on 4th Street. All right. We are talking to David Harl about Love Thou Thy Land, the mural in downtown Fairfield. Dedication is Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we're cutting the ribbon on next Tuesday.
Okay. And what time is that?
I think it's 3 o'clock.
Okay. All right. And everyone's invited?
Absolutely.
Okay. We will be back in just a few moments. We'll talk about some of the other details in the painting in just a few moments.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to David Harl about the mural in downtown Fairfield. The dedication is on Tuesday, the 23rd, and it's 3 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about... did you do any research?
Yes.
To look into the...
Yep.
Not just on the buildings. Are there people in the painting that are representative of real people?
The people, they're just ones I found from my family albums. I wanted to honor my family.
Oh, okay.
And use some of just people that I've known. Some of the faces aren't drawn from anybody, but other ones are. They're not supposed to be actual renderings of the face, but just modeled after it, because I needed a face to look off of.
Right.
And I wanted to use them. But as for that, it's just most of those things are modeled after, but not necessarily supposed to be those specific for the people.
Okay. All right. You even represented all of the schools.
Yes,
feeding into FCHS, besides the FCHS mule.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, why did you think to incorporate them?
Well, that was just another thing of I wanted to represent Fairfield and depict it. So I thought schools, because that gets the young generation at the moment, but mm-hmm. It also most everybody has came through one of those schools.
Oh, right.
Not everybody, because people move and so forth, but so I wanted the bobcat for Frontier, and as you said, the mule pulling the plow.
Right.
And then I have the skunk on the field that's being plowed further back, and then I have the New Hope Panthers represented. It's behind the mother's head. It's far off in the distance.
Oh, okay.
And then also I have for Jeff Eagles, and then also for the American, I guess, mascot or...
Right.
Animal for the bald eagle up in the corner between the tree line and the blue patch of the flag.
Okay. Is there anything else besides that hidden in the painting?
Hidden in the painting, there's just small details. I don't know if I would necessarily call them.
They're not hidden. Yeah. They're in plain sight. But.
Yeah. So I have the Wayne County Press and the Mother's Basket.
Right.
And then I also have a Hayward milk bottle, because there was an old Hayward creamery out by the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, there's chickens up by the barn, because that's just a regular barnyard animal, but also because we were a major poultry producer at some point in our history, even among all of the United States, we were a main poultry producer.
Oh, okay.
So I have those represented there. And then there's just different animals. There's deer towards the road. There's a dog up by the pond. There's a cattle pasture for mm-hmm. farmers, and then oil rigs and
right.
so forth.
Now, somebody asked me, why are the oil rigs so small? And I was like, because they're in the distance.
That's right. That's exactly right. There are lots of things that are smaller details, but if they were bigger, it would throw off the perspective and proportions.
Okay. I guess perspective was the most important thing to you?
It's very, yeah, something I wanted it to look as close as I could realistic, so where it would be something like, yeah, I've seen something similar to that out in the town and in the countryside.
Okay. And the family picnic, why a family picnic? Why did?
Well, I wanted I wanted the family unit to be the foremost piece, something that was in the center that caught the eye, where all the compositional directional lines are directing your eye to the family, because I believe that that is central to communities and to really humanity. And so I wanted the boys coming back from a trip from their father fishing, a typical thing that men and boys do in our community. And then I wanted the baby and the young girl to be with their mother. They've been and just enjoying the countryside. That she's the young girl has been picking flowers. Another thing that young girls are across the world are stereotypically do.
Yes, I immediately identify with the little girl giving the flower to her father.
Yeah,
because I was like, oh, she's got a dandelion, because mm-hmm. that's what young girls do.
Yeah.
So what do you want people to feel when they see it?
Like the title says, I want them to love. I want them to love the people and the land. And not just, I want them to see the family. I want them to see that this is something that I have experienced to some degree, recognize that, and I want that to facilitate really sentimentality and love for their own family. But I want them to recognize, okay, it's not just my family that's had this, but everybody else, the people I meet on the street, have this sort of connection here as well. And to cherish that we see in other people, and seek to promote and strengthen those things, and strengthen the family unit and different values that we have here in Fairfield. And I want you to see that in the actual geography. I want you to see that, wow, we live in a beautiful part of the country, that we don't have to go somewhere exotic to be wowed by beauty, but we can see it in our fields that we might just see as that just a regular field. But I want to see that that is beautiful and cherish and preserve those things.
Oh, okay. All right. Now that it's done and it's made its round on Facebook and people are commenting on it, what do you think? Are people calling you and going, you know, I've got this wall?
No, I haven't received any phone calls, but I have had a couple people make comments of, hey, this would be nice if it would be here, if we had a mural here, or, hey, I know these walls would look good if there are murals, and but way schedule might be lining up for me. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but something I would like to do. But
you're not going to put mural in front of an artist yet.
Yeah.
Okay. What has been the have you heard from anybody other than anybody higher than the mayor? What about the Wayne County Board? Have they made a mention to you about?
No, I don't think I've heard from them.
As Representative Bailey has been in town, has he?
He's been in town. I think I heard maybe my brother commented that because he was with him, saying that it looked nice, but I haven't heard specifically from him.
Okay, you haven't heard. I've talked to him, and he told me that he thought it was awesome.
Okay.
And I think it's amazing. So that should be good enough for you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to know about the mural? Was it harder than you thought?
Yeah, it was. But thankfully, by the end, we were starting to get a hang of it, and we're working pretty efficiently towards the end, I thought.
Okay.
But yeah, there were lots of difficulties, learned lots of things, but I love that. I love to learn all sorts of new ways and strive and conquer those challenges.
What do you think is the most important thing you learned out of the mural?
Oh. I don't know. That'd be a hard question to answer.
All right. That's a good enough answer.
Yeah.
David, thank you. For, first off, painting the mural. Like I said, it's beautiful and it's thought-provoking, and you are amazingly talented. See, you've already evoked the emotion. You've succeeded. So anyway, thank you for being a part, and thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.